Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey, man.
I'm not going to lie right now, Hunter.
Yeah.
You got a crazy lizard face going on. And I don't. Oh, Jesus, God. Tripping balls, man.
You took too much. What is it? Daytime Dayquil. Or
I'm gonna tell you what I took, and maybe this is bad. I don't know if anybody's gonna call me and be like, Brock, what are you doing? I took some Dayquil. I took a big swig of Dayquil,
all right.
And then I also took a Claritin.
A Claritin.
Plus,
I'm not sure if I know what a Claritin is.
It's like the allergy stuff. I don't know. Claritin like, clear. You know Claritin clear?
It's not the stuff you put in like the water and it dissolves.
No. I had some of that last night. That is, what is that?
Airborne or something?
No. Well, that is Airborne is one. I had, oh my God.
Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer.
There you go.
My brain was just like, whoa. So I've had a lot of medicine in me, probably too much. Mm-hmm. Not to mention I woke up, I chugged a big energy drink when I woke up, and then I brought another one into work.
God, you got all kinds of stuff inside of you right now, man. Your body doesn't know what to do.
I'm like floating above myself.
Hey,
right
at least
now.
You
I'm
took the daytime this. And not the nighttime.
Not the nighttime. Actually, that would have been pretty funny.
Oh my God.
Me just fighting to stay awake. Like, hey. So, if I say anything weird this morning, I feel like I've been pretty good.
Yeah. Real quick, I accidentally took some Tylenol PM, and I thought it was just regular Tylenol. This was when I was on a cruise ship.
Oh, God.
It was on a 5-day cruise. I literally missed two of the days. My mom's like, where were you for 2 days? I'm like, you told me to go get Tylenol in your purse. I didn't know you had Tylenol PM, Mom.
You got roofied by your mom.
Took like four of them.
You got roofied.
I was a little sore that next day.
Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey, man. How you doing over there? We
tripping balls on cough medicine, man. That's how I'm doing. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. This morning, I want to talk about sending food back.
Yeah.
If you're at a restaurant, and I guess this is more of at a restaurant, or I guess anywhere, returning your order. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Do you send your food back if the order is wrong?
Do you?
Do you, Hunter?
Do I? I'm trying to think if I have ever sent the food back. The only time I would ever send food back would be if I got like a steak or a prime rib that just wasn't, I don't think I have, man.
Yeah.
I think I just kind of suck it up. And at the end, I'm like, maybe I'll just say something like, hey, you know, next time. Maybe they'll like deduct something off the bill.
Yeah.
But I just hate sending food back. You know why?
You feel like they're going to mess with it.
Oh, dude, have you seen the movie Waiting?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to get pubes on my steak, bro.
Get that nice, what do they call that when he's...
It's the garlic salt.
Garlic salt.
When he scratches his head and gets the dandruff on it.
I think that is a worry. The older I've gotten, the more, I wouldn't say comfortable, because I hate being an inconvenience.
Comfortable sending it back, you mean?
I feel I'm more comfortable with it, because you know what? The older I've gotten, the more I've realized, no, service needs to be set at a certain level. If you just let it go constantly, well, that's when service becomes crappy. Think about restaurants you've been to where everyone says, oh, the service there sucks. That's because nobody says anything about it. And I think it's all about how you go about it. If the waiter comes over, brings you your food, or the waitress, whatever, your server, and you're like, dude, you screwed this up. How stupid are you?
Right.
Your job is easy. Take this back and fix it. If you say, hey, I'm sorry. I wanted this medium rare or whatever. If you could do this well done, or I said, you know, maybe pickles. I think it's all about how you approach the situation.
You want balls on your steak, Brock? That's how you get balls on your steak.
That's how you get balls on your steak. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. And I bring this up because a new survey found a surprising number of people won't send back food regardless of how wrong their order is.
See, they should put an age group on this.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I'm telling you. Here's my opinion.
Yep.
The older you get, the more you send stuff back.
That's what I'm saying. The older I get, the more I'm like, no, I'm paying my hard-earned money. If I order something, I want it done this way.
And here's another thing. The more money you have and the older you get, the more you're going to send the steak back. For some reason, I'm telling you, it's old rich people who are just like, I just can't handle it. Send it back. It's not rare enough. I want it mooing when it comes to...
Why do you hate old rich people so much?
It's because they always send their food back.
What did old rich people ever do to you, Hunter? You were a server once.
I was.
Screwed over by an old rich man.
Damn you, Granny.
Rock 107 WIRX. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Morning, man.
Morning, buddy. 7:49 and about 40. We got a high of 58 today, low of 42 tonight. Tomorrow, chance for some rain and a high of 54. Thursday, cloudy, cooler, chance for some rain, maybe mixing with snow, high of 41.
Today, I'll take
the 58 degrees, not too bad. All right, we're talking about sending food back this morning. A recent survey said that actually a lot of people are uncomfortable with sending food back.
Oh, good.
39% of people said they're either somewhat uncomfortable or very uncomfortable with sending something back at a restaurant. If there was a hair in your food, would you send it back? 15% said no. Dude, if there's a hair in my food, it's going back. That one I can't, because me being kind of a germaphobe, I'm like,
Yeah.
Especially, well, once I figure out if it's not anyone at the table.
At the table.
You know?
All right.
But also, too, like if I'm eating.
If it has a curl to it.
How'd that curly hair get there?
What is that curly hair? What part of the body did that come from?
You feel so much better when the chef comes out and he's got a huge afro. You're like, oh, thank God.
Oh, God.
Oh, thank God.
You know, it's funny. We were on vacation. My family and I, we were in Florida. And we went to one of those pizza joints where the guys, you know, throwing the pizza up in the air and spinning it. It was pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. Until we realized the guy didn't have gloves on, and we looked at his arm. You know, it's like one of those Italian guys. Yeah. Dude, his arm was like a bear. Dude, this pizza was spinning around his arm, wrapping around his arm. Dude, the whole family sitting there watching him do it like, oh, my God, dude, look at this guy's arm. You know, he doesn't know what he's doing, you know. So we ended up eating the pizza. You know, everybody's like flipping the pizza over, looking it up and down.
That is the greatest thing.
Nobody had any hair in his.
And you know that pizza guy has been self-conscious about his arm hairs. He's like, I'll never make it as a pizza thrower.
A pizza man.
I won't do it. Look at these hairy arms, Papa. No one will want pizza tossed by me. And then you sat there and you ate the pizza in front of him, and he was probably like, oh, he probably cried. They love my pizza.
I love the extra topping.
Dude,
it was, though, man. This guy had the hairiest arm. It's like a straight bear spinning your pizza.
They love my pizza. My hairy arms don't bother them. I don't know why that's so funny to me. All right, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We'll talk more about sending food back when we come back.
Brock.
Yeah.
Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
I got my parachute pants on, bro.
Too legit. I quit.
Way too legit.
Hey, Kiki.
Hello.
Oh, hey.
So what are you doing here so early?
Yeah. You were here like 7:30 in the morning.
Are those your new boots?
Yeah.
Look at those knee-high boots.
Let me see. I didn't see them.
Good Lord.
Whoa, those are high.
Aren't those high?
Those are all boot, huh?
Those are stripper boots.
Those are her
Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman boots.
Oh. I was thinking Julia Robertson.
I'm calling her a whore.
God.
Julia Roberts in the movie. Not you. I would never call you.
I like the boots.
Mm-hmm. Ever.
I like the boots.
Bad. Hey,
are they waterproof? Probably
no,
not.
No, they're like, I think they're suede.
Yeah. Like she would ever buy a functional boot. Come on. Strictly for fashion.
You can't wear this except on sunny days.
That's right.
Well, I see you got the, what do they call those? It's not a skirt. It's like a long shirt dress.
Like,
long shirt. Yeah. Well, it's going to be a nice day today, so you dressed appropriately.
I did. I was tired of wearing leggings and.
Yeah.
So pants in general.
What are you rocking underneath there, huh? Got a little
shirt. Wouldn't you like to know?
Let's get a little draft in here. I'll open up the window.
It's not working. Okay, well, let's actually get to the topic that we were doing today. Do you send your food back?
No, I don't.
You never do.
Yeah,
I tell you all the time.
Only if, like, it's like I cannot manage to eat it.
Yeah,
all
right.
Yeah,
it's gotta be extreme.
I'm picky about my vegetables. Like, I don't like mushrooms, onions, pepper. So sometimes it's pretty much just they forgot to leave it off. So I can pick it off. You know? If it's not that big of a deal, I'll just figure it out.
Yeah. Well, let's take some phone calls quick. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Do you send your food back? WIRX, hello.
Hey, what's up?
Morning.
About the sending the food back thing, man.
Yeah.
What you got?
The only two times I will ever send food back is if either I'm paying a metric butt ton of money for it and I get it wrong. It's like, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have fancy dinner too much.
Exactly.
Yeah. But the other one is if it's anything that would actually pose a health risk to me, like undercooked chicken.
Gotcha.
Like there you go.
Which, again, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
See, you know what? I'm sure you explained that, too, to the server.
Yeah, like, hey, are you trying to give me a coli? Because I didn't order a side of a coli with my chicken. All right,
well,
man.
I mean, the one time I didn't send the food back, I actually did get food poisoning, so I've gotten a little more paranoid about that.
That's completely understandable. All right, man, we appreciate the call. Thanks.
Yep.
Bye. WIRX, hello.
Hey, what's up?
Yo.
What's up, Larry?
I would send it back in a heartbeat.
We know you would,
Larry. If you're paying $15 for a meal, it better be right.
$15 for a meal?
You ritzy son of a bitch. $15 for yourself? Good Lord, Larry.
Don't go all out, man.
Man, oh man. Will you take me on a date, for God's sakes? I want to be wine and dine.
I mean, you go to Applebee's or Chili's or somewhere like that, you're gonna spend, you know, $9-$10 for a burger.
I get what you're saying. You know, maybe a little bit more, you might be more willing to send it back, but maybe like a dollar burger if they, you know, forget the pickles, it's maybe not the end of the world.
Yeah, I'm not sending something back at McDonald's.
All right, man, thanks for the call.
All right, bye.
I think that plays a factor. And if it's a high-end meal, which usually, where do they not screw up the meal? At the high-end places.
All right, here's what it is. If you're paying $50 or more for the meal, then you got the right to send it back.
You get the right to send it
Other
back.
Other than that, don't ever send your food back
ever.
To the chef.
Yeah, I'm afraid to.
You know?
For sure.
I was telling him earlier, you know what they do? Have you seen the movie Waiting or Still Waiting?
You know what I want to do? I want to see a server. This is what I want to see. I want to see a server literally just come out and go, I dare you to send it back.
I dare you.
Like, just, like, purposely gets the order wrong. Like, not even the right thing. I ordered the number 7. Send it back.
Right.
I dare you.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, you got Andy Milonakis in the back prepping your steak. The bad way.
Just so you know, our cook is filthy.
Oh, God.
I dare you.
He's not even wearing a shirt.
He has no morals. I dare ya.
Rock 107 W.